sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins with the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team and broker of Movers Real Estate Company. You guys remember that name, Movers Real Estate Company? Nobody knows that name. It's like they know the name Becky Ivins. They don't know the name of the company. So we're here this morning. We're going to talk about the Home and Garden Show, which is out at the fairgrounds. And I've got with me Steve Prentice, who is owner of Inspired Closets. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Becky. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing great. And you're on your way after the show to go out to the fairgrounds, right?
Yeah, you gave me a reason to get up early so I can come spend some quality time with you, and then we'll head out to the show and greet customers, enjoy the day.
Do you know, I like the Home and Outdoor Living Show, and mm-hmm. I like the Home and Garden Show. This is the Home and Garden Show. They call it the big show.
Right.
And we didn't have it last year.
Did not. I had it, but didn't have it until May.
Oh,
and so
well,
it just made
right.
no sense. Everybody no. couldn't everybody, quite connect.
Everybody was already done with what they were going to do by
exactly.
then, right? So this is what they call the big show. It's at the Bennett Event Center.
Correct.
And it starts at 11 o'clock. Now, that's a change from what they have done in
yeah.
the past.
Actually, it starts at 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
so
did they change
10
that?
10 o'clock to 8.
Oh, okay.
10 o'clock to
okay.
8.
Okay. Yes. 10 to 8.
Right.
Okay. And tomorrow?
Tomorrow it'll be from 11 to 5.
Okay.
11 to 5.
So get your jammies off. Get your extra cup of coffee.
Get on in.
Go out there and meet all of our local vendors. Almost all the vendors out there are local folks that
absolutely.
Make a living doing work for folks like us.
Absolutely.
So,
On your way going in, stop by and get some of those cinnamon nuts. Life gets better all the way through the trip. So,
is they always put those right by the front door, don't
exactly.
they?
Exactly.
Because that smell is delicious.
It is.
Yeah, when we have our, a couple of different shows where we go do out there, they all we're right next to the cinnamon nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So you're part of the show. Do you know which aisle you're in? Does it have
absolutely.
A name?
You can't get past us. So if you come in the front door, walk past garden centers, right next to Markham Nursery, but we're in booth number 2120.
2120.
Right.
And you're probably a big enough booth for people to see you.
You're going to have a hard time missing us.
Okay.
We're on the main aisle. So, again, as you walk straight through the front,
just keep walking.
Keep walking, get to the main aisle. And we've got some displays that are videos and television presentations. And it's a striking booth. So.
Oh, good, good. Well, and we're going to talk a little bit about Inspired Closets. And
absolutely.
In our next segment, we're going to talk about other folks that are out there okay. at the Home and Garden Show. And you can tell me your favorites that are out there.
Absolutely.
So Inspired Closets, whatever got you into this business?
Well, I married into it.
Oh, really?
So my wife has been in the cabinet business for more than 30 years. And we just made it hand-in-hand to go with cabinets. Is, you know, we're already doing kitchens and so on, and we'd walk right past the closets. And Terry looked at that and said, we need to stop doing that, because this is a great place to get organized, figure out what you're going to do for your day. One of our taglines for Inspired Closets is, inspired days start in Inspired Closets. So it's just kind of a high-level thought is, how do you redeem time? Well, one of those ways is to be organized.
Right, so, for sure. And, you know, we have folks do that all the time when they sell homes. They have to empty out
right.
their closets because they're overburdened,
exactly.
those closets are.
Right.
We tend not to get rid of clothes.
That's true. So one of our other taglines is, we try to calm the chaos.
Calm the chaos. Okay. So tell me your best seller for closets.
It's our boutique closet. So it's that those that are decked out, absolutely organized with a custom presentation for your things so that we have a place for everything and everything in its place.
And I think that part of that really is getting rid of things you don't use.
Decluttering is a huge issue, and we always make that part of our program as we try to plan.
Right.
We're kind of designing to an inventory, but we're eliminating those things that don't make the cut to stay in the inventory.
Right. Yeah. So is there a kind, now I've not asked you this previously, but is there sort of a guideline for clothing, how much you need of each type of clothing?
That's way personal preference, but we can give some guidelines on that.
Okay.
And we'll maybe get into that a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, I had someone at church speak to this one time, and she was telling us how you need a, and of course this was a long time ago, and where people wore dresses most of the time.
Right.
And she would say, you need a brown dress, you need a navy dress, you need a black dress, you need an off-white or cream color dress. And it was like,
okay.
And then you need jewelry to go with each of those, and you can mix and match. And it was kind of like I was going, well, no, I want more.
Yeah.
So those were basic things.
Sure.
But then you have your trendy things that those are the things we have trouble throwing out, I think, are trendy things that
shoes in particular, and we have a solution for that problem.
Tell me.
We actually have a product that's called a shoe shrine, and it is lit up. It has glass. It's very efficient in terms of placing your product in there, your different shoes in there, because instead of being 3/4 inch thick shelves, they're just 4 millimeters or 3/16 of an inch in that range.
So they don't even take up as much space.
Exactly.
Right.
And you got it backlit with LED lighting, and it just really presents in a very nice and pleasant way. Makes you want to be there.
How many shoes do you fit in there, Steve?
As many as you can stack.
So really? I mean,
all you got to do is just add more columns. So it just kind of, again, we tailor it to specifically what your needs are. The inventory, figure out how
to. I need that. I want my shoes to be in a shrine.
We've talked about what we need to do in your closet,
well,
so what have we been waiting for?
I've changed closets. I have moved, and now I have a tiny little closet compared to my old closet, which was quite large.
Right.
Yeah, my closet was double-decker high, of course.
Right.
And it was, I believe it was 25 feet long, a galley-type closet,
right,
but with a door on each end. And so that was a lot of closet. I don't have that much closet now. But the shoe thing, to be able to stack more in there would be very interesting to do. So, okay, we're talking to Steve Prentice with Inspired Closets. And I have been in their showroom, and I do think you should go to their showroom. So I'm going to give you the address of their showroom so you can go see that, right? And we're going to talk a lot more about the Home and Garden Show right after this break with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You guys wondering where Mark Carr is? He had a little bit of a fever this morning, so he gave us the pleasure of not catching whatever it is that's bothering him. But we miss you, Mark. And all of you miss his radio voice. He's got such a great radio voice. I'm here with Steve Prentice from Inspired Closets. And we're going to be talking about other vendors at the Home and Garden Show. But first,
NMLS number 196-895.
It's our money man. Almost said it's our smoking hot deals. It's not. It's our money man, Mr. Dean
Riddell. Good morning,
Riddell.
Becky.
Good morning,
How
Dean.
Are you? I'm doing well. How
are you
doing?
How are you,
Dean? I'm good.
Okay. How's the market
How
going?
Are you? You know, it's been pretty volatile the last 30, 45 days. We've seen, in a nutshell, We've seen the 30-year go from a 3.25 environment, Becky, 30, 40 days ago, to a 3.75 environment today. So it has elevated quite a bit. It's still a great number, still a great time to buy a house, but there is definitely some movement in rate.
Well, I think there's going to be more movement in rate. So if you're going to buy a house, sooner than later, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great time, a great market. The inventory, are you seeing that pick up a little bit on your end?
Well, it is picking up, but we're still selling them so fast that it's hard
right.
to maintain an inventory. I looked at that this week, and there is a little more inventory than what we had last year. Yes, for sure.
Well, we would love the opportunity to take care of clients. I mean, we do things, in my opinion, we do things differently because it's just not about the house. It's about kind of wrapping our arms around our clients' financial affairs and making sure we're doing what's right for them and not placing them in a bind in any way that we can avoid.
Right. Well, and to contact Dean Riddell at SWBC Mortgage, all you have to do is go to BeckyIvins.com, and on the right-hand tab, you're going to see Becky's favorites, and there's a link straight to Dean's website there, and his phone number, in case you want it, of course, it's 405, but it's 858-7770, 858-7770, Dean Riddell with SWBC Mortgage. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Becky. Have a good day.
Okay. Continue our conversation here with Steve Prentice, who is owner of Inspired Closets. Now, you guys still do kitchens too?
Absolutely. So when you come to our booth, you'll see that on the perimeter, we're showing our Reed manufacturing products. So that has anything to do with kitchen and bath and anything to do with cabinets. So what you can think of us as a C-squared company. If it starts with a C, it's got cabinets in it. If it starts with a C, it's got closets in it. So if it's anything to do with cabinets or closets, we do it.
Okay. And your showroom's pretty inspiring, as it should be.
I think so.
And does someone need to make an appointment to come to your showroom?
Yes. In fact, that's one of the offerings I'd like for you to say here toward the end of the show. The first 10 callers that call in, and can call that 405-609-1649, 405-609-1649. The first 10 callers that call in and leave a message and say, I want to have an in-home consultation. It's a free consultation. It's the first step in our process of taking you on the road toward loving a closet. Those first 10 callers are going to receive a 10% discount on their custom closet of choice.
Wow. Can I get that?
Absolutely.
Okay. I want it.
Got to call in, girl.
I never wanted it more than I do now with my small closet.
Exactly.
But it's got bulky wood in it,
mm-hmm.
and the bulky wood kind of keeps you from seeing the rest of the closet. And I know that it would be a great closet if you guys did it. So
absolutely.
I am ready for that.
Yeah. Let me tell you just a little bit about what we have in our booths.
Okay.
Because that's another thing we're going to do. We actually won Best of Show last year with the vignettes that we had up. And we are going to sell those actual floor models, so to speak, vignettes that are there at the show.
Oh.
And there are three of them. One is a home office that has an adjustable variable height desk. Another is a garage display. And then the third is a boutique closet. So all three of those vignettes are going to be, from their regular price, a 30% discount. And they are available, so you don't have to wait for them. And so that's a good motivation to come to the show, see them, check them out, and you may even go home with it. So,
yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Man, I'm going to have to go out there and see that.
That's the idea.
There's other vendors out there, too. And, you know, I went out to the Home and Garden Show 2 years ago with a purpose. Now, I mean, I go to the Home and Garden Show. That's an annual event for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I went with a purpose to find an appliance person that knew what they were talking about. And there was this guy out there, Jerry, with Han Appliance.
Mm-hmm.
And for 40-plus years, I had been using Modern Home Appliance. A lot of people did. and the Youngs that owned that retired. They sold it to another local company that did not maintain that location.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're still in business, but they're not there at that location. But we lost our guy with all the knowledge of like I could call and say, okay, I got a cabinet for a cooktop that's I've got a Frigidaire and it's copper, so you know about when that was done. And he was saying, okay, well, you can go with this brand or this brand and still fit in the hole without redoing your countertops.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone who has knowledge like that's really important. And I was looking for that person. Of course, we were looking for a new washer and dryer. But since then, after that time, we started and we redid our bathroom, mm-hmm. our master bath, and we redid our kitchen and got all new appliances. And I told him, I said, Jerry, if you can give me the best price possible every single time, and you, because you know your stuff, mm-hmm. then I will, I'm good for at least one major appliance a month mm-hmm. because I manage property, sell property, list it, I own property.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of kept count and it was 20 appliances in a 12-month period. So he's very happy with me, but I'm very happy with him.
Good.
Because, I, like the first time, he said, well, Becky, now if you will wait, and if you can wait on this one, the first of the month, we're going to be having a sale, and I can get it for you for a little less money. And I said, I can wait on that one, you know. And sometimes you can't wait, other times you can. And but he worked with you like that. So anyway, ask for Jerry at Hahn Appliance if you go there and tell him Becky sent you. And you tell him you want the Becky Ivins deal. You want the best deal.
Absolutely. That's good.
And but he was at the Home and Garden Show, so mm-hmm. that's how I met him. So other local vendors out there, who's one of your favorites that's out there?
I wish my wife were here. She worked the whole show and walked through it last night. And so she comes up with all sorts of them. But I can tell you one in particular, Premier and Flooring. They have been partners, so to speak, with us for a number of years. And we typically will supply the cabinetry for the flooring jobs that they do, like in garages.
Right.
You know, where you've got that flooring that will cover everything up, make it look good, sparkles in it, and the whole nine yards. We'll combine that with our cabinetry, and they are also right as you walk in the front door, can't get past them. That's Premier Blinds and Flooring. And then within our booth, we have another showroom partner, which is Studio M, and they're at Cassidy Square, and they do a major line of remodel. They offer floorings and tile and another number of different things, and great, great, great group.
Yeah, and have you been to the urban farming feature?
Yes, that's outstanding. That is outstanding.
Is it pretty big?
Good size, and it'll draw your attention in very quickly. And actually, right next door to us, Markham Nursery is another one that just is a great opportunity to get ready for spring. You know,
Markham Nursery is kind of a stronghold here in the city,
mm-hmm.
and they. I mean, it's a family-run business.
Right.
So we love those because we make our living doing what we do.
And we have a whole stash of pecan trees that we bought from them that are about to come up, and they've just started to fruit 2 years ago. So,
oh, wow. Did you get natives or did you get paper shell?
A little bit of both.
Did
so we got,
you?
Got a pair of four different varieties, and I can't remember all of them, but they were both native and paper shell.
Wow, cool. Well, I like that for sure. Well, I want to go see particularly the urban farming feature. But Darren Keefe,
mm-hmm.
who was a guest on our show last week, he is he co-hosts Extreme Makeover Home Edition
right.
on HGTV.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be out there, and I think he is going to be on stage at noon maybe. I don't think
that's right.
Is it at noon?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do something about building a raised garden, I think. kind of a demo or something.
It's kind of like a total demo. He kind of let off. We were asked to be a part of Fox 25 yesterday.
Oh,
and
nice.
And Darren kind of let off, and then I came behind that, and, you know, it was a good experience. Malcolm was the kind of the lead guy there running that show. And we got a lot of people came there and said, we saw you on the show. And I said, I'm glad that Malcolm was there. You know, I felt like I botched that all up. And he said, no, you look great.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so we've got Steve Prentice. I keep wanting to call him Closets, Closets, Closets. But it's
I know what you're thinking right there.
But it's Inspired Closets out at the Home and Garden Show, which is today. And so 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock today. And we're going to be right back with more right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company, and it is time for
Come on, baby, tell me what's the word, a word of everybody say, when you hear the call, you got to get it underway.
Oh! It's time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a very small roof repair to a complete replacement, redecking, an insurance claim. They'll take care of all the details for you. So, Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. Okay, as we often do, we're going to use a more of a term than a word, okay? Redeeming time.
Absolutely. I think that's an important part for all of us. We consider, what time do you have? Where are you going to spend your time? Use an example of you spend all your time making coffee, you don't have too much time to enjoy that coffee. And so let's look and compare that to a closet situation. We like to put everything in its place where you can find it quickly, have a calming of the chaos in a morning, and enjoy your time in the closet, come out refreshed, ready to go and attack the day. One of the things that I've added into my closet, and a decision that I made that helps me redeem time, is the night before, I'll pick out what I'm going to wear. And we've got this little nifty little valet rod, they call it, that just pulls out, and you can hang whatever it is that you're going to wear the next day right there. Also a handy thing to do for packing. If you're going to go on a trip, start putting your things on the valet rod. You know what's going to go in the suitcase.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a real simple little thing.
Simple. And that's what life needs to be made up of what we've got going on right now. It's so complex, so many different things to distract.
And, we have a valet rod on a dresser, a chest of drawers.
Uh-huh.
And it could be a lethal weapon,
yeah,
if it is pulled out and left out. But in a closet, it's always tucked where no one's going to run into it.
Right.
But on a dresser, not the best thing. But the valet rod, redeeming time.
Absolutely.
And so I still can't get over, I'm envisioning your shoe shrine.
Yes.
Do you have that out at the Home and Garden Show?
We do. That's part of the boutique closet.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. What's the size of your boutique closet? Let's see if it'll fit into my closet.
I bet it will. It's probably about 9 feet in that range.
Okay.
So
okay.
It'll cover a good area. It's got a hutch to it and has the shoe shrine to it. Has a wardrobe lift that you pull down.
Okay.
Because it's a 9 foot tall unit. But I'll back up for a second. Back on the redeeming time, you know, in our manufacturing plant, you can imagine each time we can be efficient, reduce the amount of time that it takes to produce something, the better off we are. So it's absolutely essential. When you've got 25 guys out there moving around doing whatever they're going to do, one's going to look for whatever tool it is that he needs to do his job. If it's not where it's supposed to be, life gets worse. Time is wasted. money is lost.
Right.
The whole nine yards. Well, we take that same principle of lean manufacturing and we bring it into the home. And we do that through the closet area, through the home organization of any part, office, garage, and so on.
Do you know, I've got a couple other vendors that I use on a regular basis that is one of the things I like best about them is that they're great thinkers. They think ahead and they manage their time. And that's the guys over at Hayes Electric. They don't make 15 trips to their truck. They think about what tools they need, what parts they need. They make a trip to the truck. They come in with everything they need. They're very efficient.
That's good.
And then the other is Eric Howell of Eric's Plumbing. Mm-hmm. He is, they're not fast. I can't say they're fast because they don't like run out to the truck and run back. They're very deliberate. Their mind is thinking about what they need to do, and they're very good at what they do. So you can find those folks, too, by the way, over at BeckyIvins.com and just look at Becky's favorites. Do we have you on there?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I'm going to have to check that and see.
But all of what you're describing there really comes down to what is the process that you use for conducting your life or for conducting your business.
Right.
And when you have a defined process, again, life gets better because you know where you're going.
And I will tell you that when that gets disrupted, oh, my gosh, for the last 2 weeks, I have left my house without my telephone to come to the radio station.
That's not a good thing.
Well, that is not a good thing, but my life got disrupted by the move, so things are not in the same place they always were.
Exactly.
And so now they are. I've remedied that. I thought, man, two times you walk out without your phone in my business, that is not a good thing.
Right.
So the routine and efficiency means everything.
It does. And then again, coming back to that process, you know, I'd like to just share with you real quick the story about Inspired Closets.
Okay, that's awesome.
Because when you think of how do you build a brand, you know, this company is really very young. It's only been in business in terms of that brand for 3 years, but it's been in business for the closet manufacturing business for over 35 years. And they did a survey. It's the only custom closet company that based their business model on a survey from across the nation. So from custom closet buyers all the way from New York City to San Diego, the results of that survey were overwhelmingly conclusive that the experience that the customers went through were underwhelmed with the process. Somewhere along the way, that customer falls off the wagon and loses sight of where they're going. And so later on or when you think it's appropriate, I'd like to share what's our process and how do we know that it was based on customer service and customer experience so that we can make that customer experience better.
Well, and it seems that it would be the closet, not the experience. I mean, the experience would be key, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But the closet's going to vary in different parts of the country. I mean, my mantra is that we in Oklahoma have four seasons, often in 1 week. So we need to have those jackets handy in the spring, in the fall, so that we don't need them in usually July and August, but we need them otherwise.
Exactly.
So we need a little bit more closet space, I would think, than, say, San Diego, where it's
warm
temperate.
Yes,
all the time. So, I'm sure, I mean, you do closets for Central U.S. I mean,
correct.
So that would vary. And kind of like shoes, you need them for all seasons.
Right.
You don't just, you need sandals.
That's right.
You know, or don't just need boots. Some of our people just need boots,
yeah,
right? I'm wanting to create a sandal boot, a sandal cowboy boot. That doesn't make any sense at all, does it? Right. So, well, tell me a little bit about how do you do your process to keep the client involved and engaged?
Well, we actually have a four-step process with a fifth step, which is the guarantee that you're going to love your closet. But those four steps are really very straightforward. It starts with consult. So we're going to have a consultation, and that's what we referred to earlier in the show, that you call in. The first 10 callers that call to 405-609-1649 are going to receive a 10% discount on their custom closet that's specifically designed for them. So the first step is that in-home consultation. The second step is a design, where our designer will actually present a 3D model that's absolutely replicable, a replicate of what you're going to get. So you can see it before you get it. You can flip it upside down, look at it from the top, bottom, sides, and all directions, and know what's coming. You can add or subtract from it in order to hit your target budget. And there's not an over-design. There is a straightforward approach to say, here's the design that meets your inventory, your requirements, and has the right amount of shoes or additional space, or maybe there is a limitation, as you're describing in your closet now, and you'll say, hey, I'm going to have to cut some things out. But that's step two. And then the third is, and this is many times overlooked by other companies, and that is to prepare for the installation. And so preparation would include removing some things, getting things out and ready to go. And so we provide at that stage free racks that can be used there. So you have a place to put the things, you know, the hang-ups and so on, instead of dumping them on your bed where you can't get into your bed that night. There's a specific purpose and a process defined to say, here's how you prepare. And then finally, we have our expert installers that come, and they actually do know what they're doing.
There you go. The key to any good business.
And they get, and they really make you look good, or make us look good, and get that installation done efficiently with absolute respect of your property. So when they come in, they're putting their booties on, making sure they're not bringing in some dirt from the outside. When they roll up on the location, they're putting the cardboard underneath the truck. We got new trucks. I don't expect an oil leak, but it may be the first time. And I don't want that oil coming off of my truck onto your floor or onto your driveway. And so that respect is there all the way through with a professional install team. And then we come behind, and we can visit later in the show, with what are our guarantees. Well, one of our huge guarantees is we guarantee you're going to love your closet, and it's 110% guarantee.
Oh, wow.
And that 110% guarantee is if you don't love your closet, after we're given the opportunity to fix whatever needs to be fixed,
tweak it a little bit,
then we will take it out and give you 10% for your trouble.
Wow. So that's a great guarantee.
I would say so.
So, yeah, okay. Well, we are kind of pushing you guys to go out to the Home and Garden Show today. Be sure and get out there at 12 o'clock because Darren Keefe is going to be, from HGTV, is going to be doing a demonstration on the main stage. And you might not know his name as much as you know him as the Dancing Carpenter. And he promises that he'll do a little dance. I talked to him last week, and I said, well, you are going to, like, do a little dance, aren't you? He said, well, yeah, but it's got to be more than about dumb dancing. You got to have some substance to this. So the Home and Garden Show, by the way, is open today from 10 to 8. So from 10 o'clock to 8 tonight, and then tomorrow from 11 to 5. Right. And we will be right back. Now listen up, because I have got a real smoking hot deal for you right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Well, welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company, and we are here with your
hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
Smoking hot deals, brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill. Got some very exciting news about Casa Perico Can't give it to you yet, but in about 3 weeks, I'll be giving you some exciting news about them. They have two locations, 122nd and North Penn, and the other one is on 63rd, just west of Meridian, which I'm going to have to tell them that on Saturdays they need to open at 9 because it's right around the corner from the new iHeart radio station. And there would be nothing wrong with Mexican breakfast, right? Little breakfast burrito, or yeah, there you go. Frittata. I think that's Italian, but we can do it differently. Okay, our smoking hot deal today. I've got two, and they're right next door to each other. It's on 23rd and Young's, 2321 North Young's is 1,200 square feet. It's a two-bed, one-bath vintage home built in 1928 and meticulously maintained. That home is. It has a nice size basement that appears to be dry and is reportedly been dry. And then right next door to it is another home, which is, well, by the way, the one we just talked about, the two-bed, one-bath, 1,200-square-foot home is $150,000. That is a tempting price. It will be multiple offers on that, and it will go above list price, I would predict. But it's listed at $150,000. And then next door is, these were owned by the same person. A family member lived in one, and the owner lived at 2317 North Young's. That is in the Aurora subdivision. If those of you who like the vintage homes, you will know this. And there's a little monument marker that says Las Vegas and Aurora edition as you turn there. That one is 1951 square feet, very unusual floor plan. It is designed for entertaining. So this one has a one-car attached garage. It's a wide garage, and it has a beauty shop on the back of it that we are calling a bedroom, because in the multi-list, it's real hard to get someone to search for a one-bedroom home that's that big. But this truly, it's a one-bedroom home that is 1,951 square feet. So it's got lots of entertainment area. It has got a pass-through from the kitchen to the entertainment area. And if you happen to know someone who needs a beauty shop, that's already there. And these share a backyard, actually. I mean, they're separate lots, but they're landscaped together. It's very pretty in the back. And that one's listed at $195,000. And that will sell for full price, I have no doubt, if not more. So it's kind of a rare offering right there at 23rd and Young's, just about the third building south of there. The third and fourth building south are the homes. And it is the home of Sam Swihart. And he had a beauty shop there for a long, long time. And those of us who have been in Oklahoma City a long time realize it was a building painted purple.
Landmark.
A landmark, yes. But it's no longer there. It's now a credit union right there on 23rd Street. So those are our smoking hot deals brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill. So go have you some nice Mexican food today. Well, we've only got 3 or 4 minutes left. Okay. Steve Prentice with Inspired Closets. So do you have a smoking hot deal?
Well, actually, we do. And so I'm going to say we'll talk about what we have at the fairgrounds and then what could happen in your home. So at the fairgrounds, we have a LED lit mirror, and it kind of shows off some of the things that our manufacturing plant can do. So one of the things as far as wrapping around the round part or oval part of the mirror, that is a thermofoil wrap that is in a matte black. And it has embedded in it a groove that allows us to put the LED lighting in a circular fashion all the way around the light. So it's almost like a makeup mirror.
Right.
And it's remote controlled.
But it's on a shelf, too. It's on,
and it has a high-gloss white shelf, so you've got a contrast between the matte, super matte black, and then the high-gloss white. And it's just very attractive. Again, remote-controlled with an LED light. It's a normal $649 offering that we are presenting at a show price of $499. So that can be seen right there at booth 2120. And I'll be there. Would love to show it to you. And
that's in your showroom. That's what's in the bathroom,
that's
isn't
right.
it?
Exactly. It's a good memory.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It is a beautiful, beautiful mirror. But it doesn't have to go in a bathroom.
No.
It can go in your closet if you have a big closet. It
that's
could
right.
go in there. It could go in a bedroom, in an entry hall.
Anywhere.
It would be a beautiful accent piece for any room.
Right. And we can custom make those, but that specific one we already have laid out in our program. And so with our CNC machine, we can cut it out. With our thermofoil wrapping machine, we can wrap it up and put it all together and take care of that.
You guys sell wood, but it is wrapped.
That's right.
It
That's
is
right.
totally wrapped.
Yep.
And I saw how you do that, and it's pretty interesting. And I have this thing where I can't touch raw wood.
Uh-huh.
I can't do it. It just gives me the creeps.
Well, we have a solution to your problem then.
You sure do, because, I mean, everything you do is wrapped, and you have many different colors and wood grains
right.
to choose from.
Anywhere from solids to wood grains to high gloss to super matte. We can cover all that variety. But let me share two other quick things just as a reminder. Each of the three vignettes that we have at our booth 2120, the home office with a variable desk, the garage display, and the boutique closet. All three of those we are going to be selling as floor models, so to speak. But they were part of the best of show last year. And those are going to be available to anyone who wants to come and pick those up. And then the last thing is the first 10 callers to 405-609-1649 are going to receive a free in-home consultation. And they just have to ask for it. But if you're one of the first 10 callers asking for a free home in consultation, you will receive a 10% discount on your custom closet that we guarantee you're going to love.
Yeah, 110% guarantee, right? Okay. Well, guys, look for me. I'll be at the Home and Garden Show. And it's at the fairgrounds in the Bennett Event Center. And it is today, starting at 10 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And tomorrow it'll also be 11 to 5 out at the fairgrounds. And so go see our local vendors out there. See Steve Prentice, and we will see you next week right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.